Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Firewood is a transformation of earth, but smoke is better than the raw wood. And fire is still better, for by fire we can derive the benefits of superior knowledge through the Vedic sacrifices. Similarly, passion, rajas, is better than ignorance, tamas. But goodness, sattva, is best because by goodness one can come to realization of the absolute truth. One can come to realize the absolute truth. Purport. As explained above, one can get release from the conditioned life of material existence by devotional service to the personality of Godhead. It is further comprehended herein that one has to rise to the platform of the mode of goodness, so that one can be eligible for devotional service of the Lord. But if there are impediments on the progressive path, anyone, even from the platform of tamas, can gradually rise to the sattva platform by the expert direction of spiritual master. Sincere candidates must therefore approach an expert spiritual master for such a progressive march, and the bona fide expert spiritual master is competent to direct a disciple from any stage of life, tamas, rajas or sattva. It is a mistake therefore to consider that worship of any quality or any form of Supreme Personality of Godhead is equally beneficial. Except Vishnu, all separated forms are manifested under the conditions of material energy, and therefore the forms of material energy cannot help anyone to rise to the platform of sattva, which alone can liberate a person from material bondage. The uncivilized state of life, or the life of the lower animals, is controlled by the mode of tamas. The civilized life of man, with a passion for various types of material benefits, is the stage of rajas. The rajas stage of life gives a slight clue to the realization of absolute truth in the forms of fine sentiments in philosophy, art and culture, with moral and ethical principles. But the mode of sattva is a still higher stage of material quality, which actually helps one in realizing the absolute truth. In other words, there is a qualitative difference between the different kinds of worshipping methods as well as their respective results derived from the predominating deities, namely Brahma, Vishnu and Hara. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Itam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taruvhyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. and seeking blessings from all to speak from this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the beginning where Srila Suta Goswami is answering the questions of the sages of Naveesharanya. And he is kind of establishing the goal of Srimad Bhagavatam in the sense what this book is about, what it's all speaking about, and just like if you read any book in the beginning, you would like to know what this book is about or what it's going to offer us. So while answering these questions, Suta Goswami clearly establishes that this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is manifestation of Sri Krishna himself, is meant to give us liberation, give us our devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, and free us from material bondage. So this is the book, and that is the objective and the goal. So he's saying that the human form of life is especially meant for tattva jikyasa, that we should understand what is the truth. Tattva means what is the truth, what is the reality, and how to attain it. And while speaking about that, he's saying all the activities we perform in the form of human beings, no matter who we are, what our status is, everybody has certain duties, certain activities we do. All those activities award us some fruit. And those fruits are not meant for enjoyment, but those fruits should be utilized to achieve liberation. Just like we earn money, we work hard, we earn money, and that money we can utilize in so many different ways. One can give charity, or one can, you know, enjoy oneself. So all these things are possible. Different possibilities are there. So how we utilize the fruit of our labor, our duties, our work. So Bhagavatam says it should be utilized to achieve liberation. And in these verses, Sri Suta Goswami is explaining how the living entity is trapped in the material world, and how one can gradually entangle and get liberation. In general, in this world, if you see that when there is a discussion about material enjoyment, there is a lot of gathering. And people take a lot of interest. All the media, industries, all the activities we see is basically how to increase the enjoyment. And everybody is inclined and interested for all these things. Very few are interested for liberation. Why is it so? So if we study these modes of material nature, the understanding will be more clear as we study these books. So there are three modes: sattva, rajas, tamas, which is binding a living entity. One may think, why then one look for liberation? If everybody is inclined for enjoyment, let it be. And there is some problem is there in that kind of enjoyment. What is that problem? That problem is it is temporary. It may sound very simple, but it is actually a big problem. Just like we are all eternal living entities. We are Atma, Satchidananda. Lord Krishna explains in Gita that he knows Vinyathade. All of us know this very basic verse where Krishna begins the Bhagavad Gita, that how the body changes, but the living entity, the dehi, the one who is residing, doesn't change. He's the same person. So changing of body should not disturb a sober person. So we are eternal beings and we are living in a temporary body. And everything that surrounds us is all temporary. Now what's the problem? Problem is we want eternal happiness. Because we are, by nature we are eternal. Because we are eternal, we will seek always eternal happiness. That's our very nature. That's our core nature. So therefore, while living in this material world also, we seek constantly permanent happiness. But unfortunately, it is temporary. It is not permanent. So therefore, there is a always that expectation and what we actually receive, there is a big gap. There is a huge gap. Therefore, even if we get some sort of enjoyment, that enjoyment cannot fulfill us completely. So all the verses that the sages are asking, Yena Atma Suprasiddhati, and Sutta Goswami also answering, Yena Atma Suprasiddhati, what is going to satisfy to our Atma, to our very self? So all these activities that is under the purview of Rajagun and Tamagun, passion and ignorance, is temporary in nature, flickering. So therefore, although it is there, but it cannot satisfy us. Therefore, there is a big problem. So therefore, those who are intelligent, they want to have more lasting happiness. Another reason why people are entrapped in passion and ignorance, because the result one gets while pursuing for happiness in this passion and ignorance, the result are achieved quite quick. In the sense, in tamogun, it is basically that puts us into sleep, into kind of negativity, denial, then it degrades very quickly to madness, you know, very quickly. One once takes shelter of tamogun, one quickly degrades to many, many lower things. There is madness, there is depression and all those things. But the thing is, if just one wants to just be lazy and just go to sleep, the result is very quick, you know. You just get it. You want to sleep, you get it. Don't want anything, you don't get anything. So just down, down, down. So the results are achievable. So people who cannot do anything, they take shelter of tamogun, they just go and be there. And the result is quick, that's what you want. And Rajagun, the result may take little time, but still the results are there. Like if we work hard, certain result is there. 1 month we work for a corporate sector, there is some salary is there. You work, you get some money. So some endeavor is there, the result we can see, we can perceive, and we can actually achieve it. So that is Rajasik. Rajasik means it promises and it rewards. Although temporary, but it rewards quite quick. But the results of Sattvagun are not quick. It takes long time. It takes long time to achieve. And the experience is also very subtle. Very subtle experience. It's like one day you get up very early in the morning, like go for a walk on the beach or by a riverside. You feel good. Because the influence of Raja and Tama is not there. But even if early morning we have, you know, so many deadlines are there, things like that has to be done, so many things, and you get up with a lot of, you know, anxiety to do things and to achieve things, that is Rajasik. Then even if we get up early, we cannot experience that Sattva will just go in the background. So Sattvagun takes a long time to manifest the result, but the moment it manifests, the experience happiness is even also lasting. It is longer and longer and longer. And when we enter Shuddha Sattva, the experience is eternal. That which is actually hankering for in our very nature, that in our own soul, we want eternal happiness, but that is possible if we enter that Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. And within these three modes, therefore it is explained, Sattvaguna actually helps us to come to the point where you can understand, appreciate the presence of Atma and actually try to become self-realized. So every human being, no matter where we are, where we stand, which mode we currently, you know, situated, we should all try to gradually promote ourselves to mode of goodness. That's what this verse also speaks about. Better than rajas and tamas is sattva. Better than ignorance. Similar, passion is better than ignorance, but goodness is best because by goodness one can come to realize the absolute truth. So therefore we have to kind of cultivate mode of goodness as sadhaka, as devotees. And Srila Prabhupada has given a whole program by following which we can cultivate mode of goodness. So during a daytime there are three divisions. The morning hours is sattva, goodness. Daytime is passion. Nighttime is tamas. Like everything, if you see the world, everything is comprised of three modes. Our body, our mind, our senses are also designed. And there is influence of these modes. So, you know, the modes influence the 24 hours a day that we speak of. It influences the entire year also, different phases of time. But within a daytime, there is some time that is modes doesn't touch much. It doesn't affect much to us. And that is called Brahma Murta. It's exclusively a time slot for spiritual activity. And this is how Krishna designed, so that we can disentangle ourselves. So therefore during Brahma Murta, all the sincere aspirants, they practice spiritual activities, pure spiritual activities, like chanting of Hare Krishna, or coming in front of deities, performing Mangala Arati. And all these pure spiritual activities we perform, so that our transcendental nature is awakened. That's what we are. It should be awakened. That is Brahma Murta. Then during Sattva time, like it's a morning time, like we are discussing Bhagavatam, or doing those activities which aligns us with a life of eternity. So as I said, mode of goodness activities, it may not give us a result very quick. Like we may be doing chanting for years and years and years, thinking, why I am not, you know, feeling anything good, you know, why I am not yet realized Krishna, why am I not feeling ecstasy while chanting Hare Krishna, doing bhajan and all those things, studying Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam. Because the effects are slow, the result will come over a practice of long period of time. So maybe Prabhupada said, it took me 40 years. Of course, we should not judge Prabhupada on that statement. But he said that. It took me 40 years of practice of chanting Hare Krishna to realize or whatever. So I think one of Srila Prabhupada's disciple, His Grace Kalakant Prabhu, he was in our Mumbai temple Chowpatty, he was giving a class, and he was not giving class, I think he was talking to us in a private meeting, and he said, I've been practicing more than 40 years, but he said, when it was like 39th year of my Krishna consciousness, I was thinking just one more year and I'll be free. 40 years is about to happen. And then 40th year passed, then 41st year passed, 42nd year, I'm still the same. He was kind of very nicely speaking to us from his heart. But the point is, it take different people different time. In the sense where we are right now. But the point is, once you start cultivating, it will manifest in due course of time. Like Srila Prabhupada says, the Krishna consciousness process is such powerful that it will drag us to success. And it is not wrong, because Krishna says, Neha vikramana asosti pratyabhana vidyate sarpam vipasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. This is a very nice verse and comes in second chapter of Gita, where Krishna says, any spiritual activity done, little bit, it will save us. Why? Because if we perform activities within the modes of material nature, it's a passion and ignorance, the results are there, but the results are also temporary. It comes and goes. There is a certain period in which we realize the result, then it goes away. Jai Shri Radha Gokulanand ji ki, Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Hari Bol. Jai Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Jai. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. So the experience is also temporary, the results in Rajas and Tamas. But when the activity is done, especially to please Krishna and to please Guru, which is spiritual in nature, the result is forever because it is spiritual. And anything we obtain within the modes by performing activity in Rajas and Tamas, all those results we literally lost at the time of death. With the body, all those things also go away. We have it now, but when we leave the body, we lose them. But because Atma is eternal, the result that is achieved by the Atma, because Atma never dies, those results never die. Any spiritual activity we do, pure activity we do under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, the results are forever. It is not karma. It is not karma under three modes. And because we are eternal, the results are also, it is never taken away from us. So once we start the process, it will keep accumulating till the point when the full, you get the full result, then naturally you get liberation. You go back to, so it doesn't matter whether 30, 40, 50, one lifetime, two lifetimes, many lifetimes. It doesn't matter. But the point is, we should not stop it. We should keep doing it. And the process is so inspiring that you just can't stop it once it starts. Even if one may learn a little bit, go here and there, again, the whole process will actually drag him back to the line. And we have seen it. We see in the past time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is this Mahaprakash Leela, he was giving mercy to everyone, but he denied Mukunda, saying that he has different, there is a split in his loyalty. So he said, I'm not going to give him any mercy. When devotees heard that, they became very upset because they all loved Mukunda. So this is the qualities of Vaishnavas. Even if there are some bad qualities, they see the good qualities, they become very happy. They instantly become friends. They glorify. And when they see something wrong, they feel sorry about it. It's not that they enjoy seeing something negative in other personalities. They feel sorry about it. And if it is within their capacity, they try to help. So here, Mukunda was kind of rejected. He was rejected by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not kind of, he was rejected. And it was devastation for him because he was attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Despite whatever accusation was on him, Kaviraj Goswami doesn't discuss much about, Vrindavan Das Thakur doesn't discuss about the negative accusation on him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't want to, because he goes here and there and says so many things, so many people, he goes to meets them and talks to them. So if you see, even the author is not speaking about those things in detail. This is what Mahaprabhu said, but he doesn't speak anything about it. The devotees don't speak about it. They simply feel sorry. And yes, of course, Mukunda was attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was totally devastated. And he's asking, can I see him anytime? Anytime. Then Mahaprabhu just, you know, said 10 million lives after. Yes, so he was kind of very upset. And Mukunda became very happy. He started dancing in ecstasy. That I will see the Lord. And that means that hankering to see Lord was so much in him that he didn't care about 10 million lifetimes. Because after all, he got a chance to see. What he wanted, he got it. It doesn't matter how much lifetime. Of course, seeing this pastime, we should not try to delay our stay in this material world. And okay, 10 million, 20 million, we'll see. That's a tamasic attitude, you know, lazy attitude. That's not the idea. But the idea is that if we start the process is very nice. It's going to take us to a point where we actually get rid of these modes. So yes, then how do we overcome the effect of passion and ignorance in this world, which is like in Kali Yuga, it is full of these things. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Jaladutta that the Lord, you are bringing me to this country, America, and there is nothing but rajas and tamas. People sleep around 4 a.m. in the morning. That's where the Brahma Murti is, right? What to speak of America everywhere? You know, I was studying in Mumbai, and we started practicing Krishna consciousness, few of us, few friends together. Gaurangpur used to come there. And we decided to do Mangalarti and Tulsi Arati and all those things, early morning program. And I brought a nice Tulsi plant in my room. And one of my friend, he's actually a Sardar Sikh community person, but he was also very much inspired by these things. So he used to come early in the morning to my room, used to chant a few rounds in Mangalarti, Tulsi Puja. Then after 3 days, my neighbor, he started coming to me saying, please don't do these things. What's the problem? He said, you see, you start your morning, and at the time I come to take rest. He comes to sleep at that time, 4 o'clock. And he was kind of requesting. He was not saying, you know, what is this nonsense and all. He said, this is very good activity, but you know, I can't sleep. That's the time I come to rest. So we decided to just chant Hare Krishna. No kirtan or anything. Well, that's the whole thing. The world, for the people of this world, there is no time for spiritual practice. Early morning, Brahma Murta. And during mode of time of goodness, they actually take rest. At daytime, nighttime, naturally, you know, it's like rajas and tamas. So how do they get into mode of goodness? So I think, unless Srila Prabhupada was there, the situation would have been very difficult, except few places here and there. It's very difficult because we can't come to mode of goodness unless we associate with mode of goodness. Karanam guna sangarsa Satashadha Yunijanma, so Krishna says, by associating with the nature, particular mode, we acquire that nature. If we associate with mode of passion more, we'll be passionatic. If we associate more with mode of ignorance, then we'll be tamasic. But if we want to come to mode of goodness, we have to associate with mode of goodness. And how is that possible? It's possible early morning. And if we sleep during that time, how can we cultivate goodness? If we cannot cultivate goodness, how can we understand this transcendental knowledge? How can we have a feel of it? There will not be any feeling of it. And there will not be any inspiration to get liberation. So therefore, we have to bring ourselves in touch with the mode of goodness again and again and again and again, repeatedly. More and more and more and more. And that is possible through time of the day, like early morning. That is also possible through food. Like there are different things. food in mode of passion, food in mode of ignorance, food in mode of goodness. So should take food that is mode of goodness. And similarly, there are various ways. The association should be also mode of goodness. Therefore, the satsang, sattogun, sattogu sattva, that is the mode of goodness, is basically pertains to truth. The actual real existence, that is the spiritual existence, sattva. So when you come to satsang, also this mode of goodness is getting nourished. So like that, we have to nourish our mode of goodness through particular life pattern, lifestyle. And gradually, we'll experience. So Prabhupada says in the purport here, if you see, that the uncivilized state of life or the life of the lower animals is controlled by the mode of tamas. So tamasic means they're literally helpless. Helpless in the sense they don't have any free will. They're totally under the, you know, clutch of the tamasic life. Especially those who are taking to intoxication, especially. Because tamasic gradually degrades to intoxication, gambling. Why gambling? Because they want to make money without working hard. That is gambling, that is tamasic. They want to invest 10 rupees and want to get 1 million. Something like that. So tamasic means totally lazy. Any lazy things, that is tamasic. And it degrades. Then there is frustration. In frustration, they drink alcohol, they take intoxications, they degrade, and they cannot get up. What to speak of doing something? They can't even get up from the bed. They're totally tied up by those tamasic nature. So it's a very pitiable situation, very, very pitiable situation. And what to speak of? There is no knowledge. They have their own logic. You know, you try to speak something that is sensible, it doesn't make any sense to them. Not to speak of Atma and Paramatma, you know, spiritual world and pure pastimes of Vrindavan Dham. That's very, 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 it will not make any sense to anybody in that particular mode. So the civilized life of man with the passion for various types of material benefits is the stage of rajas, Prabhupada says. So one get up from the bed, get up from indolence and madness, and work to achieve something, that is rajasic, that is superior. Prabhupada says, the rajas stage of life gives a slight clue to the realization of absolute truth in the form of fine sentiments in philosophy, art and culture, with moral and ethical principles. This is something hopeful. Because even in mode of passion, people have rules to follow. Like we have traffic rules here in London, it is very, very, very strict. Otherwise they fine. So rajas stage of life gives a slight clue to the realization of absolute truth in the forms of fine sentiments in philosophy. That is some inclination to understand knowledge. Like if you see the art, the fine art, culture, and cultural dance performance and all those things, those who do art, those who write philosophy or some kind of poetry, you see there's a deep absorption they go through. They experience a deep absorption in sketching an art, or it may be material, or writing a poetry. There's a lot of absorption. That absorption gives them a happiness which is more than mode of ignorance. So they develop a finer sense in life. Just like one may be, the animals are tamasic in the sense they're very gross in their sense perception, in their sense engine. They eat, they want to sleep. The tongue is very active. Eating, when it comes to eating, they don't care who is superior, who is inferior. They start eating. They don't care. They have the power, they just let everybody go, they start eating. That is animalistic. But in passion, even if there is a strong attachment to sense enjoyment, there is some kind of respect allowing others to eat first, then they experience a happiness which is superior than the animals who try to eat, grab and eat things. By giving, when sacrifice, there is a sense of happiness which is superior. And because they experience that superior happiness, therefore they are able to sacrifice, they are able to follow some rules. We can't follow rules unless there is experience of happiness in it. So these cultured people, although there is a attachment to sense enjoyment, they follow certain rules. And in those rules, they experience a happiness. Whether it is art, or music, whether it is, you know, following traffic rules, or some etiquettes, following it in matter of eatings. That's the British manner, they say. Like many devotees in Chopati, the brahmacharis who sometimes want to travel out abroad, they say, let's go to manor to learn manners. So all these refined life principles is basically lying in principles where we experience some happiness. And therefore it is superior to tamasic. But then Prabhupada says, but the mode of sattva is still higher stage of material quality, which actually helps one in realizing absolute truth. So therefore when you come to mode of goodness, even there are more rules. And these rules can help us experience even higher pleasure, that is spiritual in nature, which is eternal, which is what we are actually hankering for, being spiritual in nature. We are all spiritual in nature. So therefore, certain practice we have to adopt in life so that we can overcome this, the effect of tamas and rajas. But in one thing, we should understand, while living in this world, because we are also made up of sattva, rajas, tamas, or our existence, our body in which we reside, and the world is also sattva, rajas, tamas, we can't really escape it. We can't really escape completely. And we need them to survive. For example, unless we take rest, we cannot be energetic to perform our duties. We have to take rest. Unless somebody is who has crossed the three modes, gunatit, which Krishna says in 14th chapter of Gita, that mam chayo bhavicharana bhakti yogana sevate sagunan samitvitetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate, that they achieve Brahman stage by performing unalloyed devotional service unto me. That is possible. One can achieve that stage. But when one achieves that stage, then the modes doesn't affect them. We have seen some great saints, they don't sleep, they don't eat. Raghunath Das Goswami, he hardly ate. He hardly slept. Srila Haridas Thakur, chanting 191 rounds? I don't even remember, it's a big number, I don't remember. 191, something like that. Huge number of rounds. Some devotees try to chant once in a year, and it takes around, some people take 29 hours. It should be done within 24 hours, but some devotees take, they continue and finish next day. So he used to chant every day. No sleep, no eating, you know. Where is that energy coming from? They're beyond the modes. But when we're under the modes, we have to live a regulated life. We have to follow regulation, and that regulation will help us to overcome those effects. So we can't imitate Haridas Thakur or Raghunath Das Goswami. We'll die, literally. We'll go crazy. We'll be neither here nor there, nowhere. So therefore, as long as we are under the modes, we need them to help us. So we need some rest. We need tamas gun. We need the help of tamasic gun to rest. Similarly, there is some passion is required to work, to achieve goals, to fill, you know. These are required. But then, if we somehow or other utilize these activities for Krishna's pleasure, then we'll gradually transcend them. Otherwise, those effects will and bind us even further. Therefore, this varnasram system is designed in a way that our activities will align us in a way that we get freed from the modes of passion and ignorance and come gradually to mode of goodness. And when we follow mode of goodness, the activities in mode of goodness, more and more and more, the feelings will come. Just like somebody's tamasic gun, to come to mode of passion, he has to work a lot till he start experience the feelings of rajasic or passion. Similarly, if you are living a life for many many lifetimes in mode of passion and ignorance, to experience the mode of goodness will take some time. Like I remember when I was in school, I was an average student, not very intelligent. And one of my teacher, he told mathematics teacher, they are very strong in chastising in our times. So one mathematics teacher, he just chastised me. He said, "You never pass mathematics. Even when you become 30 years old, you will be sitting with your son to give these exams." He was telling me like this. He was so sharp and so, very insulting. So I felt very, lot of insult. There is a mode of passion, like Dhruv Maharaj. Dhruv Maharaj felt very insulted when his stepmother chastised. But he was my, always, sir, he chastised like that. I felt very mad. Then I said, "How do you understand this, very strange thing, mathematics? Zero plus is zero in axiom. Zero plus zero is zero. Why to understand? What is understanding about it? Then there are some equations you can't understand anything." So then I said, "Okay, let me try something." So I started going through the book. Then I thought that actually to understand this, I have to go to my previous standard mathematics book. So I was in 8th, so I started going through 7th standard book. And I was studying. Then I realized, to understand this, I have to study the 6th standard book. So literally I went to 6th standard book and started studying. Then some sense came. Then I finished 6th, then finished 7th, then came back to 8th, started studying. I was gaining. And started feeling what these equations are speaking about, what these formulas are speaking about, how nice they are. Something you need to, long time to calculate, it can calculate very easily following certain ways, certain formulas, this and that. I start getting feeling of those things. Similarly, to feel the result of mode of goodness, you have to practice it. Practice, associate, practice, more practice. Then those feelings will come, which is so liberating that we will not be attracted to activities of rajas and tamas anymore. There will not be any attraction. The person who feels, have an experience of rajas, will never like to go back to tamasic. They hate sleeping. Those are mode of passion. They hate sleeping. Similarly, when we come to mode of goodness, we will not be anymore attracted. Although we may need to sleep, although we may need to work, but the result will be different when mode of goodness is prominent in us. Right, it will be different, and that platform will actually help us to practice spiritual life very very intensely, and then gradually come to Suddha Chitta. Suddha Chitta means beyond these three modes. These three modes are all binding. They are all binding, but Suddha Chitta is the pure existence, pure soul, pure Brahman, pure existence. Then there is no more of falling down. But that is possible only by pure devotional service to Krishna. So these are something that we can try to understand, and by Srila Prabhupada's grace, if we just practice the process that he is giving, especially the morning time, which is mode of goodness, which is transcendental time, Brahma Murta, if we utilize those things and practice again and again and again, we'll definitely make it quickly. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.